These days, a new fight has begun, or you can also call it a conflict, between Iran and Pakistan. You must be hearing about Iran's drone attack on Balochistan and then Pakistan striking back in retaliation. I will make a separate in-depth video on why Iran attacked Pakistan. But in this video, I want to point out something very precise. I want to highlight a matter that many people denied, including many left-wing factions within India, as well as the opposition parties. Since truth has no boundaries, and sometimes when the truth or reality is revealed, attempts to hide or disguise it becomes ineffective or impossible. Now, Pakistan itself is admitting what others have been vehemently rejecting. After Iran's drone attack, the Pakistani government, or you could say the Pakistani army, wanted to hush up the matter as quickly as possible. So, what they did was, Pakistani government made the Pakistani media spread a narrative that Pakistan's army chief, General Asim Munir, wanted Iran to apologize for its missile attacks. There was an attempt to establish a narrative where Pakistan's army chief was hailed as brave and great for making Iran submit and forcing them to apologize. This narrative was being propagated in the Pakistani media, emphasizing the idea that he compelled Iran to seek forgiveness. And the reason this narrative was necessary for the Pakistani government is because Pakistani citizens were criticizing and asking for the army chief's and director of ISI's resignation for being spineless in hitting back at Iran. And there is also one more reason why Pakistani citizens do not like Asif Munir. He is a Shia Muslim who is the head of an army that is largely dominated by Sunni Muslims. And Iran is a Shia majority country, so somewhere people of Pakistan who are largely Sunni followers have negative sentiments regarding their army chief, Asif Munir. As we all know, Pakistan is practically run by the army, so being a Shia chief, Asif Munir could have met his Iranian counterpart and peacefully settled this matter. And who knows, Iran might have agreed to that. But before any of this could happen, India's statement came on the whole matter. And what did India do? India immediately supported Iran in doing that drone strike in Balochistan. India did not explicitly say that it supports Iran. India rather stated that sometimes such actions are necessary for self-defense. Now this implies an indirect support to Iran's airstrike. Because Iran carried out the strike against a Pakistani militant group called Jaish-e-Adal. Jaish-e-Adal is a branch of Jandullah, which is a Pakistani-based militant group that has a history of attacks in Iran's Sistan and Balochistan province. Jandullah's leader, Abdul Malik Righi, founded Jaish-e-Adal in 2002 and continued to be the leader until its execution by the Iranian government in 2010. Now, India's standing, or you can say defended Iran, and Iran refused to meet Pakistan's army chief, Asif Munir. Pakistan, which has repeatedly called itself a nuclear power, attacked Iran to save its honor in front of its people. What did Pakistan do? They dropped missiles in the empty areas of Iran. Still, 9 people were killed. Now, try to understand Iran's scenario. Israel is fighting the Palestinian group Hamas in Gaza, as well as exchanging fire with Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon. Then Iran's proxy forces are targeting US forces in Iraq and Syria. The US and UK forces are attacking the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. And now since Thursday, that is January 18th, Pakistan has launched a land attack on Iran from southeast. Pakistan is saying we are killing Iranian militant groups. And Iran is saying we are also killing Pakistani militant groups. But India straight away supported Iran. Understand this situation. Iran is being scrutinized by the United States, the UK, Israel and Pakistan from various directions. In response, India has subtly expressed support for Iran through a highly diplomatic statement. You can see that India also knows how to play the game. India's foreign policy has become robust, skillfully navigating its way like a river, finding a path between many rocks. Now, in this whole controversy, former Foreign Minister of Pakistan Bilawal Bhutto gave a statement to Pakistan's Dawn newspaper, where he said, "A trend has begun and we want to condemn it as well, that there is a practice in our region to carry out an international activity to lift domestic pressure and appease our people." In this statement where the line, "a practice in our region" is used, to understand the context of this line, you need to read the sentence where Bhutto said, "address current concerns between the neighbors." Now, who are the neighbors of Pakistan? Let's look at the map. Iran, Afghanistan, Arabian Sea and India. So Bilawal Bhutto is not wrong. 4 countries have entered and attacked Pakistan. In the year 2011, America's Navy SEAL commandos entered Abbottabad, Pakistan through the Arabian Sea and conducted an air operation. Osama bin Laden was killed in this operation. After this, to avenge the Uri terrorist attack in 2016, India entered POK and conducted a surgical strike in Pulwama in 2019. To avenge the attack, India again entered Balakot and carried out an airstrike. Then came Afghanistan's turn. The Taliban government of Afghanistan enters Pakistan almost every week and kills the Pakistani army and police. And now the latest attack has been done by Iran. If you see, America is not a neighbor of Pakistan, and the Taliban is a product of Pakistan itself. Pakistan considers them more like its own creation than a neighbor. So if you see, Pakistan is facing challenges from only two countries, Iran and India. That is why Bilawal Bhutto referred to neighbors. He indirectly acknowledged India's surgical strike inside Pakistan. Just on a side note, now is the right time for India to take over POK by launching an attack from Third Front. Iran, Afghanistan, and now India should also increase the heat from eastern side.